We all want to stop climate change, right? But the question is how. State environmentalists are split over this carbon tax initiative on your fall ballot. This is Initiative 732. So let's help you through this decision. Ellicott Dandy with the group One America wants you to vote no on 732. Kyle Murphy from the Yes campaign says Initiative 732 is your chance to lower carbon emissions and fight climate change.
Climate change is a really urgent issue. We're seeing across the world, across the nation, more and more jurisdictions taking action, and it's Washington's turn. Initiative 732 would implement a carbon tax on major carbon polluters. That makes polluting more expensive, and it incentivizes more clean energy and energy efficiency. The money raised from the carbon tax will go back to everyone in Washington by lowering the sales tax a full point, by funding a low-income rebate, which will help us fight poverty and make our tax code less regressive, and by lowering some manufacturing taxes to keep jobs here in Washington State. We think this is a great measure that lets us look our kids and grandkids in the eye and saying we're trying to do our part to protect your future, and we think voters should vote yes.
Ellicott, you are not pro-climate change. I know you also want to slow climate change, but you think this isn't the right way to do it. Why is that?
That's right. So I work at One America, which is an immigrant advocacy organization, and we decided it was time for us to join this fight against climate change when a lot of members of our base group communities were saying, I'm out in the agricultural fields, I'm feeling the increased heat, or my family in the Philippines has just lost their home to Typhoon Haiyan. So we share the urgency, absolutely. But after a lot of careful consideration, we've decided that Initiative 732 is not the right policy for Washington State. And part of that is because the revenue-neutral model does not invest in the kinds of solutions that the market will not deliver. So there are a lot of things that we need to do above and beyond simply putting a price on carbon that Initiative 732 won't accomplish.
Yes, Ellicott, you don't want to cut taxes so it's revenue neutral. What's your better idea, though?
Excellent question. As I mentioned, there are a lot of really important carbon emission reduction opportunities that we can't create enough demand for with a simple price signal. There are things like transit, being able to live where you work. These are the kinds of things that are really, really important to enabling sort of these car-free lifestyles that will reduce our largest source of greenhouse gases, that's transportation, but they do require public investment.
Kyle, basically, Ellicott is saying this shouldn't be revenue neutral. This should be a carbon tax, and let's raise money to fix transportation pollution and help people who could use it, who get affected by climate change the most.
Sure. And, you know, I'm all for transit. I'm all for trying to build more dense communities. But you have to look at the limits in a single initiative, right? Like, this initiative is going to do more to fight climate change as written than anything any other state in the whole country is doing right now. The Siteland Institute looked at this initiative and said it would be world class in its carbon reductions. So the idea that it's not doing enough doesn't really kind of match up with what the evidence says of how impactful a carbon tax is just by itself. And we can keep working on it. We can keep looking for opportunities to invest in transit. We have a transit ballot measure up for a vote right now. We just passed in Seattle an affordable housing measure. So the idea that we can't pass a carbon tax and also do a bunch of really important work down the road just isn't true. We can pass this now, start reducing our emissions, and keep looking for other good stuff to work on.
I disagree that Initiative 732 would do more to fight climate change than any other climate policy in the country. And I think a lot of that hinges, again, on this transportation question, because while a price signal is a really powerful way to influence consumer behavior, it's least powerful when it comes to driving. There is a very, very weak correlation between gas prices and vehicle miles traveled, and that correlation is getting weaker as our society changes. And for a lot of low-income folks, they drive as little as they have to as it is, so making it more expensive is not going to get them out of their cars. I think we need to take that into consideration when we're designing a policy for a state where, again, the lion's share of emissions come from transportation.
You've got everyone on the left, from Bernie Sanders to President Obama, saying we need a carbon tax. This is going to be the most powerful tool in our climate change fighting toolbox. And you have people even on the right saying the same thing, who've endorsed our campaign, like George Shultz, Ronald Reagan, Secretary of State, saying let's have a carbon tax. Like, people like Gregory Mankiw have called for a carbon tax. He's Mitt Romney's economic advisor. So the carbon tax is an amazing tool. I think I agree with Ellicott that you would want to keep doing stuff afterwards, but we will get at least 2% emission reductions per year from this carbon tax as written here in Washington. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but it really adds up over time. It really does. And we have like one of those classic bird in the hand situations with a policy before us now that'll do a lot of good and doesn't preclude us from doing more later. And if we pass that up to try to do something down the road that isn't defined, that doesn't have a real clear strategy around it, I think we're going to look back and think that that was a mistake.
I think that the idea that we can price carbon now, flush out the revenue through tax cuts, and then come back later to voters and ask them to, again, raise their taxes to invest in more solutions is duplicative and it's wasteful. As much as I want to be optimistic, I think we will not have endless opportunities to do this right. So I think we don't have time to get it wrong. We have to do it right the first time.
Well, I agree we don't have time to get it wrong. And that's why I think we should vote yes on Initiative 732. I think it's a fantastic policy. The latest science is saying we have 5 years, maybe less, to start turning the corner on carbon emissions before we reach the 1.5 degrees Celsius mark where we've already heated up 1.5 degrees Celsius. And that's when we're going to start seeing some of those impacts. So we really, I think we agree that time is not on our side. We have an initiative here that there's widespread agreement that it's going to do a lot of good. It's going to move us forward in tax fairness. It's going to move us forward in reducing carbon. And we think people should vote yes for it.
Ellicott, on the no side, if this initiative failed and no other carbon pollution tax passed, would you regret your opposition to this one?
That's a good question. No. I think that if we set an example for other jurisdictions that a marginally effective policy is acceptable, then we doom ourselves, our planet, to a really, really slow path to reduction. I think that there's a lot of interest in this state. I think I credit Carbon Washington with mobilizing a lot of that support. I think that they've done an incredible job of showing our state just how strong the appetite is for carbon pricing. I can understand the feeling that it's a lost opportunity, but I think the greater opportunity is in, again, doing this the right way.
Kyle, this doesn't limit carbon pollution. It taxes carbon pollution. How do you know carbon polluters won't just eat the cost and keep on polluting?
Sure. So I like to answer this kind of question with an example, right? If you run a utility, you have an obligation to your ratepayers to use the cheapest source of energy. If all of a sudden the coal part of your power is getting more expensive, at the same time, the wind and solar and hydro are getting cheaper every year because they're getting more efficient. Eventually, you're going to start transitioning your energy portfolio. That's how our economic system works and our energy market works. And we have a lot of experts saying the same thing, that you don't actually have to cap it. The tax is going to promote a lot of clean energy. And we have examples all around the world where it's working that way.
So I agree that a price signal is very powerful, a powerful way to encourage the use of cleaner alternatives. However, it's most effective for large industrial polluters who are making long-term business decisions. And that represents a very small segment of our greenhouse gas emissions.
Kyle, when voters are filling out their ballot, they're going to come to Initiative 732. How do you want them to think about the choice between yes and no?
They should be thinking about what they feel like they owe to their kids and to people around the world who are already being impacted by climate change and who are likely to continue to be impacted by climate change in really serious ways. I think if we think about that, we will understand the urgency to act. And then if you do just a little bit of research on the policy, you'll realize that it's actually going to be really effective. There's widespread agreement from environmental economists, from political leaders on both sides of the aisle in Washington State, people like Ron Sims and Jim McDermott on the left, Mark Melosha on the right, Brady Walkinshaw on the left, who are saying, this is a good policy, this is going to work, and we can do it now. And I think if people look at that, they're going to want to vote for it, and they're going to want to take action.
Ellicott, I'm filling up my ballot. What's the real choice between yes on this, on a 732, and a no?
I think we need to think about what is the type of climate action that's going to do the most for people in Washington State, that's going to most effectively cut carbon emissions, and will usher our economy into a low-carbon future that really serves everyone. And I think folks will see that Initiative 732 is not it.
Ellicott Dandy is the Economic and Environmental Justice Advocacy Manager for the group One America. She's telling you to vote no on Initiative 732. Kyle Murphy from the Yes on 732 campaign as well, and they were talking there about this carbon tax initiative that's going to be up to you because it's on your fall ballot. This is KUOW's The Record.